Blog Talk Radio.
I just gotta believe.
Tasha Cobb Leonard, gotta believe. You gotta believe in love. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Deese, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer. And after that, we'll get into the lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, because your word says that everything man should be thankful, to give thanks. So if you're giving thanks, Heavenly Father, you are thankful. So Father God, we ask for wisdom in your word, according to 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. But of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from you, Heavenly Father, and righteousness. So we know, Father God, that our redemption is in Christ. I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for sending your word. Because it's in your word, Father God, we have wisdom. All we have to do is ask, and he will give it to us. I pray, Father God, for those that don't have wisdom today. I pray for them. I pray that they get the wisdom that you teach us, Heavenly Father, so that the world will come to know that you're still God, all by yourself. I pray for the things, Father God, of your will, that your will become true. I thank you, Father God, that your will is bigger than our will, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that it's in your will, Father God, that we are here. It is in your will, Father God, that your word are manifest and is growing in us on a day-to-day basis. I thank you, Father God, for healing us, total body, the total body, Father God, the mind, soul, and the spirit. Hallelujah. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, right now that you've given us the power to bind and to loose. We bind up anything that's coming against anyone on this broadcast, in their body, in their mind, in their spirit. We declare and decree that our bodies are perfect according to your will, Father God, that our bodies are not chemically unbalanced, but it's pure. It's everything you declare. We have no tumors, Father God. Our bodies are right with you. And we bind up all the tumors that is in this sister body. Hallelujah. We bind them up. And we declare, Father God, every tissue, every part of her body must function in a perfect way. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for your word. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we know we have healing. It's in your word, Father God, that we can continue to grow and see the light, Father God. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we have this new life. I thank you, Father God, for our children. I pray right now, Father God, that they will continue to grow in your light. Children, grandchildren, and all alike. I decree it and declare every day. Your word says whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So, Father God, I just bind everything that's coming against the children, to the parents and grandparents on this broadcast, that it be bound according to the Spirit, according to the Scripture. Father God, that the power of God is against them. All principalities, all powers. And since you've given us power to tread over the enemy, Father God, we take advantage of it right now. And Father God, we do it because your word says to do it. I thank you. Continue to let this broadcast be a blessing for people, Father God. And let those that are hear the word of God will do the word of God. These are our blessings. Yes, in Christ. For his amen. Amen. But we're so happy to have each and every one of you all again this week. Okay, this is Evangelist Renee. This is, she have a hump sandwich. Today is hump day. Maybe Evangelist Renee have a sandwich for us today.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. You want a ginormous sandwich this morning. Okay, on our first piece of bread. Oh, I don't want that. Ooh. Why? Okay. Well, thank you. Nailed, Pastor. I'm going to put on that first piece of bread. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. Amen. And that was, I don't know where that came from.
1 Corinthians 13. Go ahead.
All righty. I love my pastor. He knows them scriptures. Everyone in the Bible, I think he knows. Okay, on that second piece of bread, we're going to put, come on up. There we go. We're going to put Isaiah 25:1 from the New Living Translation. O Lord, I will honor and praise your name, for you are my God. You do such wonderful things. You planned them long ago, and now you have accomplished them. Amen. Inside that bread, we're going to put a scripture that we stand on. By his stripes, we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Our God is good all the time, and all the time, he is good. Amen. I could put another verse in here. He wanted a big old sandwich. Let me put another one in here. Matthew 5:10. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Amen. We got to get one more to make that jumbo sandwich.
That's bigger than a Big Mac.
Okay. We're going to put, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. Where that's at, Pastor?
Where Jeremiah?
Did you say where that's from?
Jeremiah, maybe.
I think it is.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Okay. All right, y'all go. My pastor, no. I'm gonna learn, so I can be like y'all.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're talking about living by the, and thank you, by the way, thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that huge, what they call hero scene. That was a hero scene right there. That was one of them huge jobs. That's bigger than a Big Mac. I love it. Thank you so much. You know, you can't get enough for the word, people. I'm being honest. You can't get enough for the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're talking about principles to living by, and we talked yesterday a little bit about the love of God, and that's what we're talking about. It's one of the principles that you want to live by is the love of God, and today we're going to jump right back in it. As Pastor Shield, we got the Messenger Bible, 1 John 3. And I'm telling you, this came right off. I just opened up the Bible Gateway, and it was there, 1 John 3:11. But I'm going to back up to the 10th verse. That's it. But we're going to focus on the 11th verse. In this, the children of God are manifest, children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. And the 11th verse read as thus, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And from the Message Bible, here's how you tell the difference between God's children and the devil's children. The one who won't practice righteous ways isn't from God, nor is the one who won't love brother or sister a simple test. For this is the original message we heard. We should love each other. Amen.
Amen. It's the message from the beginning, brothers and sisters. God hadn't changed. It's about love.
Mm-hmm.
He's about love. And if you don't love, then he said, you're like Abel. I mean, you're like Cain. You know, Cain didn't love his brother. He got angry with him. So when people want to kill somebody, that's not God. That's not the love of God. And then I like the way he starts this off, too, because actually this chapter is about love, really, when you think about it. He just explains it. First John just breaks it down and explains it. Because over in the second chapter, he brings it on over because he's teaching us that God is love and we're the children of God. And if we've been the children of God, then we shouldn't be ashamed, number one. And number two, then we have to be of love. How great is the Father's love? Well, when you go back and you really look at this scripture, you'll see how great his love is. He has bestowed it up on us. Hallelujah. Well, that's enough right there to start shouting about. Mm-hmm. But you want to ask the question, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us? What did he put on us here? That we should be called the sons of God. Well, I'm here to answer that. He put the same kind that's in him. He put it on us. You know why?
Yeah.
Because we got born of Christ, lovely sisters. We got born of Christ. We're born of God. So when the Holy Spirit lives in us and gives us Jesus' new life, it brings that new birth, that new love in us again that we never really had living in the old nature. Now, some folks may tell you, well, you know what? I loved before I met the Lord. That you love from a humanistic perspective, that you didn't have the God love or the God kind of love. The only way you can get the God kind of love is be born again. So it's more than just flesh. It starts in a rebirth, receiving a new family, new name, new basis of Christ's death. This is what this love we're talking about came about. So what happened? God forgave us. I mean, totally. And I'm going to say that again. He totally forgave us. There is no exception. So when the Holy Spirit comes in and give us this new mind, this new heart, and I'm talking about the Spirit, live in us and began to help us to become like Christ, our perceptive, it brings about a change in us, this new life. I guess that's why I like to read Romans 12:2. This should become a daily thing, brothers and sisters. In Romans 12:2, that passage you'll read that.
Romans 12:2 from the King James. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may love and that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect the will of God. Amen.
I think I heard her, but
I'll read it again.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Yeah. So if he tells us not to be conformed to this world, let me tell you what that tells me. That tells me we got to think different. We got to act different.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about these words church people now. I'm not talking about church people. So don't get it twisted. Please don't get that twisted.
Amen.
The reason Ephesians 4:22-24, Pastor. Read that as well. Ephesians 4:22-24. I want you all to see that, brothers and sisters, we got to start thinking different. And if you get a chance, I want you to read St. John 3:1-21. Because you should see the whole picture of being born again. Sometimes I like to say that word to myself. I speak that to myself. I speak that in my spirit. I've been born again. I don't do that. I don't think like that. I'm different.
Amen.
See, so when Romans 12:2, if you really hear that, I can't be conformed to this word. Can't do it. God declared for it. By the renewing of your mind, of my mind, your mind. Why? So I can prove what is good. Without the transformation, you'll never prove what's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You can't do it. You know why? Because you're carnal minded. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Only way you can prove the difference is to become spiritual minded. The only way you can become spiritual minded is through the new birth. My last pastor, she'll read Ephesians 4:22-24.
Okay, Pastor. That you put off conversation. Let me back that up. Ephesians 4:22-24. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen.
I'm glad he said true holiness. Because all holiness is not true. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised people want to say they're true holy. Or they believe in true holiness, and they don't. They like to wear their outfit. They like to appear holy from the outward. But on the inward, Jesus said they like dead bones.
Have mercy.
We have to be taught how to live this new life with this new attitude, with these new principles. And that's one of the things about God. God said we are to love just like him. Now, everybody can love just like him. You know why? Because you've been born again. But if you've been born again, possible. You start by resisting the devil and stay steadfast in your faith. That's how that works. Remember his love in us. His love is in us now. Romans 5, verse 5 through 8. His love is in us. Somebody tell me, you know, you talk too fast. No, you ain't listening. Stop letting the enemy distract your mind. That's what it is. He don't want you to hear. He wants you to say, you thinking about, I'm talking too fast instead of listening. I hate to be rude like that, but hey, that's the first complaint I got. And it may be true, and I don't mind slowing down because I don't mind compromise. It's very important that you get this word. Don't start listening to the devil when you ought to be listening to the word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to the word. If I'm preaching this, teaching this scripture, Romans 5:5, fifth chapter, fifth to the eighth verse, I want you to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Romans 5:5-8 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. But when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But scarcely for a righteous man will one die yet. Adventurous for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love. Commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of him. Hallelujah. What I said? 8? Yeah, I'm going all the way to the 9. Okay.
That's all right. Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, we continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how the patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for what God will do next. An alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Christ arrives right on time to make this happen. He didn't and doesn't wait for us to get ready. He presented himself for this sacrificial death when we were far too weak and rebellious to do anything, get ourselves ready. And even if we haven't, and even if we hadn't been so weak, we wouldn't have known what to do anyway. We can understand someone dying for a person's worth dying for, and we can understand how someone good and noble could inspire us to selfless sacrifice. But God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were of no use whatever to him. Now that we are set right with God by means of this sacrificial death, the consummate blood sacrifice, then there is no longer a question of being at odds with God in any way. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, brothers and sisters. It's through this new birth that God knew that we could become love babies. So he called us meeting, if you will. He called us meeting and said, look here, somebody got to go and die. And that was Jesus, and that was the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, okay, well, I'll go. The Holy Spirit said, well, if you come back and tag team me, then I'll turn around and I'll keep them and bring them back to the Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I just see that meeting they having, how they were going to get me and redeem. And Satan had nothing to do with this. You had nothing to do with this. God knew somebody had to be a sacrifice somewhere.
Yeah.
Said, well, we'll do that for the righteous. God said, we need to do this for the sin, them sinner man. That's what we need to die for. Anybody can die for the righteous. We need somebody who's going to die for the sinner. Because most people would dare to die even for a good man, let alone for a sinner. So God commanded his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, he said, Christ died.
Yeah.
God looked right at it and seeing it. Said, okay, this is the answer. So he said, Jesus, got to go and you got to die. Jesus had no problem. He came here and he smiled on the cross. A lot of people think he frowned on the cross, but Jesus actually smiled. You know why? Because he knew he was doing the will of the Father. The flesh cried out. but his spirit was rejoicing. I read that somewhere. Yeah. His spirit was actually rejoicing. You know why? Because he knew he was doing the will of the Father.
Thank you, Lord.
If you tear this temple down, in 3 days I'll build it up. Man, that,
mm-hmm.
ought to just make you get something go all through you when you hear that. Don't y'all worry. I'm coming back. I got the power to do that. Matter of fact, all
mm-hmm.
power in heaven and in earth is in my hand. God put it in my hand.
Hallelujah.
That's enough to rejoice. Look at the brothers and sisters getting saved because you're gonna get up out of the grave. Look at the people that's going to be blessed now. Through your
Hallelujah.
The Bible says you're going to be made right. I read that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God approved it. The Bible says he approved that.
Thank you, Lord.
And that Christ was going to save us.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to know that's the kind of love that God has bestowed upon us. That's the kind he's given us. That's the kind he's put in us. Our last
mm-hmm.
scripture for today will be over in Ephesians 3 and 17. I'm going to go to Ephesians 3 and 17. We'll do 17 through 21. Master Pastor, she'll read that. Ephesians 3, 17 through 21 for the Pastor.
Amen. From the King James, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
You've been rooted and grounded in love. Now, I won't get into it a lot today, but we'll pick it up tomorrow. It's a brother and sister, when you're planning something, and I'm sure a pastor knows about this, probably more than I know about it, but when you're planning something, you want to cultivate, you want to get the best soil there is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to, you want to get the best soil there is. And then you want to get it rooted and grounded in that. So the whole, that's what you want to do that. And can you think of a better way than to be united with Christ? That's how you get spiritual blessing. But that's what the book of Ephesians really about. It's about spiritual blessing. So when you read this, I want you to have this in your forethought that, being rooted and grounded in love and get a good soil and the good stuff. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And then see your life before and after. When he made Adam, this ain't for everybody, but I hope you can get it. This ain't for everybody. But he took Adam, he took the dust from the ground. When he made Christ, he took his own spirit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Big difference. That's why you had to send that boy here back to the ground. And
mm-hmm.
his other son, his spirit went with God.
Yes.
He's still a thing and able. You'll see. There's a ground and there's a spiritual. There's a flesh and there's a spiritual. Yeah.
Amen.
And Abel wanted to do what was right. And for that reason, mm-hmm. he was, his blood cried out to God.
Yeah,
Genesis 3. But anyway, I thank you all. But this is the point where if anyone likes to comment on something or say something, the floor is open.
Amen. I would like to read Ephesians 3:17-21 from the Message Bible, Pastor.
Yes.
And it's beginning with that 17th verse. It says, "Stick with me, friends. Keep track of those you see running the same course, headed for the same goal. There are many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get you to go along with them. I've warned you of them many times. Sadly, I'm having to do it again. All they want is easy street." Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, Pastor. Kind of go in with that, but that was Philippians. Let me get praise God. I mean, it was going in with that, but okay, let me go to Ephesians 17-18. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pastor.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so Ephesians 17-21. Oh, my Lord. let's see. I asked
that
him,
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That Christ
okay.
will live.
That uh-huh. Christ will live. There we go. Thank you, Pastor. That
mm-hmm.
Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I asked him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love, reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb the depths, rise to the heights, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or respect in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennium. Oh, yes. Amen. Praise God. I like that Christ lives in us as we open the door and invite him in. That's the beginning of that. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. See, he wants to live in us, brothers and sisters. Well, like I said, we'll get into it tomorrow. We're going to pick that up right there tomorrow. Because it was a couple of things I had highlighted that I wanted to share. Because I just don't want to rush through it. He wants the glory in the church. We are the church. We want glory living in us. By
mm-hmm.
Christ. You are all ages. So he's talking about us right now. So
mm-hmm.
we'll pick that up tomorrow. Does someone else have another scripture they want to share or anything? Anything you'd like to share? Hallelujah. Not to see you all tomorrow for the word at noon.